Office Fantasies, Part 1. Part 1 and Part 2, both written by Mipha, 13. Part 2, filled by Deep Ashes. Go give him a follow. Summary. I should be focusing on these Excel spreadsheets, but my thoughts keep drifting to his hands. I'm sitting at my work desk, but my mind is not focused on the Excel spreadsheets on my screen, as it should be. Instead, I'm thinking about his hands. Those big, strong hands. I'm pressing my thighs together, moving them slightly, and grinding against my chair. How can just the thought of his hands get me that turned on? In my imagination, they're running slowly up my legs, or my ankles, over my calves, until they slide between my thighs, pushing them apart. His fingers are brushing over the fabric of my jeans, leaving a tingly feeling on my skin. My breath quickens. And I moan softly. I curse myself for not wearing a skirt today. But it doesn't matter. After a quick check that the door to my office is closed, I undo the button and zipper and slide my hand inside onto the damp heat of my panties. In my imagination, it's not my hand, it's his. Those are his fingers sliding between my folds, finding me all drenched in my juices. I bite my lower lip to keep from moaning out loud. I can hear the muffled voices of my coworkers in their offices along the corridor, but I don't want them to hear me. I close my eyes, and my fingers start moving up and down, stroking myself, but not yet touching my clit. And my mind can see his face, and I imagine he'd love knowing that I'm fantasizing about him while I'm touching myself. I can hear the echo of his voice in my mind, whispering, "Good girl." And though it's just my imagination, it gets me even wetter. I can't hold back any longer. I need to come. I just need to come. My fingers are circling my clit now, just as his would. Bringing me closer and closer to the edge. But I feel so empty. I wish I could feel his strong fingers deep inside of me. The thought of him pushing inside me right now with two, maybe even three fingers, moving them slowly at first, then faster, makes me moan out loud. The voices of my coworkers fell silent. Probably they've heard something. I know I should stop now and get my fingers out of my jeans and myself back into a presentable form, just in case somebody comes into my room to check and see if I'm okay. But I can't. I'm too close. I need to come. And I need to come now. And maybe it's the thrill of possibly getting caught masturbating by my coworkers. But it only takes seconds for me to reach climax after I've pushed my fingers deep inside my wet pussy, pressing against my G-spot. Still imagining it's him finger-fucking me. My pussy clenches under the intense waves of orgasm. Oh, I'm soaking my panties even more as my body writhes in the chair. I quickly pull my fingers out and catch my breath. Oh, there are footsteps in the corridor. Coming closer. I have no tissue to clean the wet mess on my fingers. Oh, so I do the only thing I can do. I put them in my mouth and start licking them clean. One after the other. Oh, tasting the sweet, salty proof of my arousal. I pull up the zipper and fasten the button on my jeans. Oh, sit up straight in my chair and put my still trembling hands back on the keyboard and mouse. Just in time before the head of one of my coworkers peeks through the door crack.
You good?
He asks, his eyes wandering over my face, studying my expression, almost certainly noticing the flustered and breathless state that I'm in. Oh, I'm fine, thanks. It's just those Excel spreadsheets have got me really worked up. I answer as calm as I possibly can, knowing very well that I'm presenting the worst attempt of a poker face ever. But how could I tell him what I just did? All because of his hands.